The Art of Happiness by Dalai Lama. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Art of Happiness is a book written by the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler, a psychiatrist. The book is based on a series of conversations between the two authors, in which the Dalai Lama shares his views on how to find happiness in life. The book is divided into two parts. The first part focuses on the Dalai Lama's views on the nature of happiness and how to achieve it. He explains that happiness is not something that can be found externally, but rather something that must be cultivated from within. He also discusses the importance of cultivating a positive attitude and developing a sense of compassion for others. The second part of the book focuses on how to apply the Dalai Lama's teachings in everyday life. He discusses topics such as dealing with difficult emotions, developing meaningful relationships, and finding a sense of purpose in life. The book also includes practical advice on how to cultivate a sense of inner peace and contentment. The Art of Happiness is an inspiring and thought-provoking book that offers readers a unique perspective on how to find true happiness in life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a sense of compassion. Compassion is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Main idea number 2. Cultivate a positive outlook. Having a positive outlook on life can help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity and to find joy in the small moments. It also helps us to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. Main idea number 3. Practice contentment. Contentment is the key to a happy life, as it allows us to appreciate what we have and to be grateful for the good things in our lives. It also helps us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more accepting of our circumstances. Main idea number 4. Develop inner peace. Inner peace is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to be more accepting of ourselves and others. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Main idea number 5. Cultivate a sense of purpose. Having a sense of purpose in life can help us to be more motivated and to find joy in the small moments. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. Main idea number 6. Develop a sense of self-discipline. Self-discipline is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more accepting of our circumstances. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Main idea number 7. Cultivate a sense of gratitude. Gratitude is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more appreciative of the good things in our lives and to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Main idea number 8. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings and to be more accepting of ourselves and others. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Main idea number 9. Develop a sense of humility. Humility is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Main idea number 10. Cultivate a sense of optimism. Optimism is essential for a happy life, as it allows us to be more resilient in the face of adversity and to find joy in the small moments. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a sense of compassion is essential for a happy life. Compassion allows us to be more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others, and to be more connected to the world around us. It helps us to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life, and to be more accepting of our own imperfections and those of others. Compassion also helps us to be more compassionate towards ourselves, which can lead to greater self-esteem and self-confidence. Compassion is not something that can be learned overnight, but it is something that can be cultivated over time. It requires us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and to be aware of how our actions and words affect others. We can also practice compassion by being kind and generous to those around us, and by being open to the experiences of others. By doing so, we can learn to be more compassionate and understanding of ourselves and others, and to be more accepting of our own imperfections and those of others. Developing a sense of compassion can be a difficult process, but it is one that can bring great rewards. It can help us to be more connected to the world around us, and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. It can also help us to be more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others, and to be more accepting of our own imperfections and those of others. Compassion can be a powerful tool for creating a happier and more fulfilling life. Main idea number 2. Cultivating a positive outlook on life is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It helps us to stay focused on the good things in life, rather than getting bogged down in the negative. It also helps us to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer, and to be more resilient in the face of adversity. Having a positive outlook can help us to find joy in the small moments, and to appreciate the beauty in the world around us. It can also help us to stay motivated and to keep striving for our goals, even when things seem difficult. It can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards others, and to be more accepting of ourselves. Cultivating a positive outlook is not always easy, but it is worth the effort. It can help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life, and to make the most of every moment. It can also help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity, and to find joy in the small moments. Main idea number 3. Practicing contentment is essential for leading a happy life. It allows us to appreciate the good things we have and to be grateful for them. It also helps us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more accepting of our circumstances. When we practice contentment, we become more aware of our own needs and desires, and we can better understand the needs and desires of others. We can also become more aware of our own limitations and accept them, rather than trying to push ourselves beyond our capabilities. Contentment also helps us to be more patient and understanding. We can learn to be more patient with ourselves and with others, and to accept that things don't always go as planned. We can also learn to be more understanding of the struggles and challenges that others face, and to be more compassionate and supportive. Finally, practicing contentment can help us to be more present in the moment. We can learn to appreciate the beauty of the present moment, and to savor the joys and pleasures that life has to offer. We can also learn to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and to be more aware of our own needs and desires. Practicing contentment is an important part of leading a happy and fulfilling life. It allows us to appreciate the good things we have, to be more mindful of our actions, and to be more accepting of our circumstances. It also helps us to be more patient and understanding, and to be more present in the moment. By practicing contentment, we can learn to be more grateful for the good things in our lives and to savor the joys and pleasures that life has to offer. Main idea number 4. Developing inner peace is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It involves cultivating a sense of acceptance and understanding of ourselves and others, and being mindful of our thoughts and feelings. It also involves being more connected to the world around us and being open to the joys and sorrows of life. Inner peace can be cultivated through meditation, mindfulness practices, and other forms of self-care. It can also be developed through connecting with nature engaging in meaningful activities, and spending time with loved ones. By developing inner peace, we can become more aware of our inner world and be better equipped to handle the challenges of life. Inner peace is not something that can be achieved overnight, but it is something that can be cultivated over time. It requires patience and dedication, and it is important to remember that it is a journey, not a destination. It is important to be kind to ourselves and to recognize that we are all on our own unique paths. With practice and dedication, we can develop inner peace and find greater joy and contentment in our lives. Main idea number 5. Cultivating a sense of purpose can be a powerful tool for finding happiness and fulfillment in life. When we have a clear sense of purpose, it can help us to stay focused and motivated, even when faced with difficult challenges. It can also help us to be more connected to the world around us, as we strive to make a positive impact on the lives of others. Having a sense of purpose can also help us to find joy in the small moments, as we recognize the importance of the work we are doing and the impact it can have on the world. Having a sense of purpose can also help us to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. When we have a clear sense of purpose, we can be more willing to take risks and to explore new opportunities. We can also be more open to learning and growing, as we strive to make the most of our lives. Ultimately, cultivating a sense of purpose can help us to find greater happiness and fulfillment in life. Main idea number 6. Developing a sense of self-discipline is essential for leading a happy life. It helps us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more accepting of our circumstances. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Self-discipline allows us to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to be more in control of our reactions to them. It helps us to be more conscious of our decisions and to be more responsible for our actions. Self-discipline also helps us to be more organized and to be more productive. It helps us to be more focused and to be more efficient in our work. It also helps us to be more disciplined in our habits and to be more consistent in our behavior. Self-discipline helps us to be more disciplined in our diet and to be more mindful of our health. It also helps us to be more disciplined in our finances and to be more mindful of our spending. Developing a sense of self-discipline is an important part of leading a happy life. It helps us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more accepting of our circumstances. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Self-discipline allows us to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to be more in control of our reactions to them. It helps us to be more conscious of our decisions and to be more responsible for our actions. Main idea number 7. Cultivating a sense of gratitude can be a powerful tool for improving our lives. It helps us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, and to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings. It can also help us to be more connected to the world around us, and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. Gratitude can help us to be more compassionate and understanding of others, and to be more accepting of our own imperfections. It can also help us to be more content with our lives, and to be more resilient in the face of adversity. Gratitude can be cultivated in many ways. We can start by taking time each day to reflect on the things we are grateful for. We can also practice expressing our gratitude to others and to ourselves. We can also make an effort to be more mindful of the good things in our lives and to be more appreciative of the people and experiences that bring us joy. Finally, we can strive to be more open to the beauty and joy that life has to offer. Main idea number 8. Practicing mindfulness is an important part of living a happy life. It helps us to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to be more accepting of ourselves and others. Mindfulness also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. It allows us to be more present in the moment and to appreciate the beauty of life. By being mindful, we can become more aware of our own emotions and the emotions of those around us, and be better able to respond to them in a compassionate and understanding way. Mindfulness also helps us to be more aware of our own thoughts and to be more mindful of our actions. We can become more aware of our own patterns of behavior and how they affect our lives and the lives of those around us. By being mindful, we can become more aware of our own needs and the needs of those around us, and be better able to meet them. We can also become more aware of our own limitations and be better able to accept them. Mindfulness can also help us to be more aware of our own spiritual needs and to be more open to the spiritual aspects of life. By being mindful, we can become more aware of our own spiritual journey and be better able to appreciate the beauty and mystery of life. We can also become more aware of our own spiritual needs and be better able to meet them. Practicing mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our own thoughts and feelings, and to be more accepting of ourselves and others. It can also help us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life. By being mindful, we can become more aware of our own emotions and the emotions of those around us, and be better able to respond to them in a compassionate and understanding way. Main idea number 9. Developing a sense of humility is essential for a happy life. It allows us to be more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others, and to be more connected to the world around us. Humility helps us to be more open to the joys and sorrows of life, and to be more accepting of our own limitations and mistakes. It also helps us to be more compassionate and understanding of others, and to be more willing to forgive and accept them for who they are. Humility is not about being meek or submissive, but rather about having a realistic view of ourselves and our place in the world. It is about recognizing our strengths and weaknesses, and being open to learning from our mistakes. It is also about being humble enough to accept help and guidance from others, and to be willing to give back in return. Humility is a key ingredient in creating a life of joy and contentment. Humility is not something that can be achieved overnight, but rather something that must be cultivated over time. It requires us to be mindful of our thoughts and actions, and to be willing to take responsibility for our mistakes. It also requires us to be open to learning from our experiences and to be willing to accept criticism and feedback from others. By developing a sense of humility, we can create a life of greater peace and contentment. Main idea number 10. Cultivating a sense of optimism is an important part of living a happy life. Optimism allows us to be more resilient in the face of adversity and to find joy in the small moments. It also helps us to be more connected to the world around us and to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. Optimism can be cultivated through positive thinking, gratitude, and self-reflection. Positive thinking involves focusing on the good in any situation, rather than the bad. Gratitude involves recognizing and appreciating the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Self-reflection involves taking time to reflect on our thoughts and feelings, and to identify areas where we can make positive changes. By cultivating a sense of optimism, we can create a more positive outlook on life and be better equipped to handle the challenges that come our way. Optimism can also help us to be more creative and open to new ideas. When we are optimistic, we are more likely to take risks and try new things. We are also more likely to be open to feedback and criticism, which can help us to grow and develop. Optimism can also help us to be more productive, as it allows us to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated. Finally, optimism can help us to build stronger relationships with others, as it allows us to be more understanding and compassionate. Cultivating a sense of optimism is an important part of living a happy life. It can help us to be more resilient, creative, productive, and connected to the world around us. By taking the time to practice positive thinking, gratitude, and self-reflection, we can create a more positive outlook on life and be better equipped to handle the challenges that come our way. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.